Well, this is a good start, and it's encouraging that you've got a bipartisan group of senators in some key positions there, because it means that they are going to be in the driver's seat as this idea goes through the Senate. I think one of the most encouraging things is that they specifically mention agriculture workers as a group that needs to be dealt with first and dealt with in a specific way. And I think that reflects the work that our organization and other farm groups have been making on Capitol Hill in pointing out the fact that the system is broken and that any comprehensive immigration reform proposal has to deal with farm workers.
Does it specifically deal with, you know, the 11-month request that you guys have because of the long-term dairy workers?
Yeah, Bob, I don't know if it's got that level of specificity. I don't believe that it is. So I guess what I would say here is that we're still going to continue working with this new agriculture workforce coalition that we helped to put together to develop the ag-specific pieces that would be part of any formal piece of legislation.
Given that you have Rubio and the two senators from Arizona in on this, pretty good chance for this one gaining some traction?
I think this becomes the default place where things start. It doesn't necessarily mean there won't be other approaches in the Senate, and certainly we expect that whatever starts in the House is going to be at variance to a certain degree with what's been proposed in the Senate. And so this is the opening part of the game here. It's by no means near the end of the process. It's a good start, mostly because it does recognize that the H-2A visa program that we had hoped to a few years ago use for dairy workers, that's not operative. Rather than trying to fix that, we need to do something much more comprehensive. And we, you know, we've got two overarching goals for dairy in this, Bob. Number one, we want to see access to future workers, and number two, we would like to for farms to be able to keep their existing workforce as long as they meet reasonable criteria. And I think that this draft that's been released would address both those elements.
Have these senators worked with the Ag Workforce Coalition at all?
Well, we have had meetings with some of the people involved in this group of eight, yes. Now, the other thing that's going to happen, Bob, tomorrow on Tuesday is that President Obama will be in Las Vegas, and he's supposed to outline something regarding immigration. I don't know if it's going to be a formal piece of legislation or broad concepts and generalities and principles. So that's still also to be determined, but we'll know more this time tomorrow. So I think the question is going to be, is the White House going to come around to endorsing this approach? Are they going to try to introduce a separate piece of legislation? And if so, does that mean that they would be competing? I think that's still something that has to be worked out.
What's the general consensus? What's the feeling in Washington with the new Congress there? A little more bipartisan leaning here than what we've seen?
I think certainly yes. The challenge will be probably more so in the House, given the nature of who's in it there. But I think that the leadership there recognizes that we have to do something, and that this issue is too big to fail, meaning that there have been previous attempts in 2007 and even going back to 2004 that have failed. And the importance of this economically, politically, some would say morally, are such that the issue is too big to fail at this point.